The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Hey everyone, and welcome. I'm Joko, and joining with me always is the lovely Haley.
Hi everyone.
I should have said sleepy Haley.
Yes, I'm very sleepy for some reason.
This is the Animal Cheese Podcast, where we talk about life and food in Southern California. But this time around, no food, because this is our more casual podcast episode. That means no video episode. My apologies, but you can catch our last video episode, of course, on YouTube, and also the full episode as well on Spotify, Google, Apple Podcasts, which is where you're catching this episode on. And we will talk about Haley's specialty, of course. Every episode, it seems. They're always around. You can't get away from them.
Yeah, they're going to take over the world, pretty much.
They're BTS. They've already taken over the world. BTS.
Yes,
If you don't know what or who BTS is by now,
shame on you.
You'd probably live with Patrick under his rock.
Yes.
So what have you been doing with BTS, Haley? Like, any cool stuff or news or any BTS-related shit?
Not so much. I mean, I guess on Prime Day, I bought a lot of BT21 stuff. And if you guys don't remember what BT21 is, it's basically characters that BTS created. So they're like the dads, they like to call them, of their like little creatures
animations or stuff.
So on Amazon Prime Day, they had like a lot of BT21 stuff,
and it's official
merch.
It's
from the Line store. Like, it's linked with the Line store, but it's on Amazon, and a lot of the stuff was like 40% off.
That's insane.
That's 40% really good. Yeah.
Yeah, because I can tell Haley did some damage, because every day of the week we've been getting like doorbell
packages.
And packages.
Yeah.
Every day. I'm not even kidding. Like, every freaking day.
Because there was this one jacket that I really liked. It's like a fleece teddy bear jacket. It was purple, and I've been wanting it for a long time. I think it's been out for like over a year or something, but it was like $90. And I was like, I don't really need it, do I? I was like, it's cute, but $90, that's kind of a lot. And then it was 40% off, so I bought it. So now
Dang,
I have
that's
it.
That's insane.
Yeah.
That's a big discount. That's like a hefty discount. Mm-hmm. What else have you? You bought a bunch of other stuff too, huh?
I tried to complete my sleeping BT21 set, so I needed Mong Koya.
Sleeping as in not her sleeping, like the creature or whatever, the
VT21 characters, they're like closing their eyes, kind of like they're wearing like little nightcaps.
They're the ones sleepy, not Haley. Well, Haley technically is sleepy right now, but they're the ones that are also sleepy or sleeping. So, they're plushies.
Yeah, they're plushies specifically. So I already had like Chimmy, Tata.
Well, okay. So I mean,
RJ and Cookie.
I was gonna say that you bought also some type of fleece blanket.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So Chimneys. There's a giant fleece blanket that she got for how much?
$20. So usually it's like $40. So it was like 50% off.
But the thing is, even though it's $20, even if it was $40, and obviously this sold out pretty fast too.
Yeah.
What Haley showed me was someone on TikTok bought or had the same type of blanket. Like, it's because it's just like it's a flat, like double-sided lace, like of a character, right? And then it's just the shape, like, of the character already. Like, there's no excess like white area or like, you know, like, or like anything else. It's literally just the character shape.
Yeah, but he's like all flat like a blanket,
right? Basically. But that advantageous part is that you could cut hole into it, and then that person on TikTok stuffed it to make it a giant plushie, like a giant stuffed plushie. Yes, so she had
like a stuffed Tata plushie, and I was like, I'm gonna do that to mine.
And it's crazy because Haley and I went to like one of the stores here, the K-pop stores here in Torrance, and they sell like the big plushies, because this is like a, now it basically will look like a big plushie, like basically one of these ones, but those ones cost like how much?
Over
like
over 100, right? Yeah.
So if you do it yourself, like, and you were able to grab, you know, this blanket the way that this one looks, it's basically a $20, or, you know, if you couldn't get it on sale, a $40 giant plushie of your favorite BT character.
It's pretty big.
It's pretty insane because it's like, it's a huge plushie and all definitely looks like over $100.
Yeah, all you need to buy is like the stuffing, like the filling for pillows, and then you can just stuff it.
Buy like a cheap pillow from Walmart. And then stuff it.
You can just buy it from Amazon.
Or you can like do that too. Amazon just keep...
Amazon has everything.
I know, basically. But they're monopolizing it. Don't forget the little small businesses every now and then. Don't be like Haley buying from always Amazon, which is convenient. I buy stuff too.
I buy from Etsy. I actually support a lot of Etsy businesses. Okay, never mind.
I take back my comment just now. So
look at all my pins that I buy. That's all Etsy.
Yeah, because they don't. At least they don't have those on Etsy and on Amazon.
They do,
thank God.
But they're all like shitty. Like, yeah, I don't want to.
Bootleg.
Yeah, they're bootleg.
See, don't support the bootleggers on Amazon, because there's bootleggers everywhere. Yeah, and eBay too. Just don't support any bootleggers.
Yeah.
You know, you don't if you're able to. But anyways, there was another BT21 thing that you did actually today, and it involves me having to take you to Ulta.
Yeah, so
Ulta Beauty.
So Ulta is having like not so much a collab, but they carry.
I think Ulta is only in America, I believe. So could you explain what Ulta is?
Ulta is like a beauty store, like Sephora, which Sephora is everywhere, pretty much. It has like makeup, hair products, nail products, all that kind of stuff. But they did like it's not a collaboration, but they actually selling these BT21 items. So like face sheet mask, it's all like beauty products, makeup removers. They have like lip balm. What else? Like a headband. What else did I buy?
A bunch. She bought everything. Like basically anything that was available and off to offer.
No, because so like when we went to Ulta, like it's been out for a while, for maybe like a couple of weeks, but then we just haven't had the time to go to Ulta. So we were in the area and I checked it. They only had a Shuki headband and a Cookie one. Basically, these headbands are the ones that you put on before you wash your face, so your hair is kind of like out of the way. And then they had like a makeup wipe, and that was it. Which is not all the products, because there's like a shit ton more on the online store, on online Ulta. And so like with Ulta, they give a free gift of a BT21 headband and a pillowcase if you spend
$50.
That's
the important thing. Promo, because I guess that's not available everywhere.
No,
that promo. You could probably purchase this because... What's the brand? Cream?
Cream. The Cream Shop. Yeah, you can buy it on their online store, but it doesn't have the promotion.
Yeah, so I guess like if you want that, you said it. So it's a special promotional headband and a pillowcase, right? Mm-hmm. If you spend $50, it's not available anywhere else unless you buy it from Ulta, which is crazy that they have their own actual like BT21 promotion too.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what Haley did. She spent it definitely over $50 on the store because it still had all of the items in stock since everything was cleaned out basically.
Yeah,
in the store.
Yeah, so online they still have a lot of the products. And then I was like, this is perfect time because I have a Ulta gift card that I haven't used. So perfect. And it had like $110 on it. So I was like, yes, this is basically for free.
And then I was going to say too, at least Ulta, you told me it was free shipping. So it's like if you have over $35, right?
I think. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So if you're going to buy something from Ulta and you're going to buy a bunch of stuff, you might as well just get it online too because it's free shipping. Because you'll definitely be spending more than $35, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean...
It's easy because like the little lip balm, like they're macaron shaped of the BT21 character faces. They're $8 each. Yeah.
So definitely try to take advantage of it because by the time you check it out, I'm sure a lot will be sold out.
Yeah, because it's already been like a couple of weeks and like all the ones in store are pretty much gone for the most part. They have like a few items, but not all of them.
So, and yep, Haley's one of those people that took just one more of each item from the stock.
Yeah, it's cute.
But and any other BTS, BT21 stuff?
Not really.
And with that, I guess I could add on to K-pop news. Mine is Blackpink this time. And Blackpink, surprisingly, half of Blackpink is here in the same state. Not only country, not only state, but actually like the same city, same like county that we live in, which is crazy. They Rose and Jennie were spotted here, I believe, somewhere in Hollywood.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Hollywood is in the same county as us. It's part of Los Angeles County. Los Angeles, if you're not too familiar, I know everyone has heard of the city, but the county itself is huge. It, like, spans from Torrance all the way to, like, us in the valley, all the way to, like, Santa Clarita Valley to Calabasas. It's pretty huge. But yeah, so they're actually here, and I think they went to I don't know. The rumors are it's like Ariana's birthday or
Halsey's like baby shower,
like because I think she had one, but it might be something else. But I think it kind of was confirmed that the baby, because they were caught people videotaped them buying stuff from a baby like shop, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's actually not for Halsey, I think. Or maybe they bought something, but they didn't show. But someone posted, I think it's one of the guys from, you know, one of the important people from YSL. He posted on his story, like, Rosie was there, like, saying hi and, you know, meeting his baby. So I think that was probably for him. But I didn't see Jennie in the video or photo. So maybe Jennie might be doing other things. And I haven't looked more into it. I don't know if anyone has been, like, spotting them anywhere. But, yeah, it's kind of cool to see that they're actually here in the States. And I'm like, shit, why aren't you guys touring? Why isn't any Korean like group touring if they're actually, you know,
because they're probably not allowed to have that many people in a stadium yet, I think,
over here.
Yeah,
I know,
because it's 100,000 people.
They don't want stuff to happen to them either, probably. But I guess they're here, and that's kind of cool. Maybe you're lucky enough to run into Jennie or Rosie while they're around here in Hollywood, LA. I don't know where else they might be going around. I don't know how long they're here, but
yeah, maybe they're gone already.
They might be gone. Yeah, you never know. Nah, they'd probably stay here for the weekend, right?
Maybe.
I'd imagine they're like shopping, getting all that shopping done, and you know, getting out of their, because we want to get out of the U.S. to visit Korea and Japan. It might be vice versa for them too. Right. Like kind of
even though I was gonna say probably shopping in Korea is way better anyway.
And then, you know, you never know. They're like, oh, I want to go Rodeo and shopping at all these, like, high-end stores. Like, ooh, American stuff. Probably, like, a different point of view. Even though we're so used to it, we're just like, ugh.
Over it, yeah.
Like, but, so that's my news. Nothing else. I saw, I guess, a brief aespa thing is I think they have another, like, concert, like, mini concert thing where they have another performance They only have three songs, and the one that they've been promoting is obviously Next Level, which is the only other song they have. So, yeah. So there's a bunch of Next Level like mini concerts and stuff that you could probably watch online.
Oh, I have another K-pop news. Well, it's not even K-pop news. It's more of my own interests, I guess. I've been obsessed with TXT lately and the song Magic.
Ooh, so TXT.
Yeah, which is the same label as BTS. The boys, and yeah. Hyphen, yeah, they're under the same label.
TXT stands for something too, right? What was it again?
Tomorrow and Together. Right? Yeah.
They're pretty good too, though. I like them. Yeah,
their songs are really good.
They're a five-man group, right?
Yeah, they're so young.
They're probably as young as Aespa,
like,
though.
21.
Yeah, Aespa's even young. It's kind of crazy thinking about how, like, young all these newer, like, groups are.
I know, but then when you watch them, they don't look that young. Right. I don't know.
So you've been enjoying that one?
Yeah, I was like, oh, the dance is so cute. Yeah, their songs have been really good. The other one that's really good is Anti-Romantic. You've probably heard it. Like, a lot of TikTok
are using it. Oh, that's true, huh?
Sorry,
like TikTok.
I'm an anti-romantic. Like, people are using that. No, you haven't heard it? Oh, my God. I feel like it's everywhere.
I'm a grandpa. I'm out of the loop of all this stuff.
Mm, yeah, that one. Yeah. I've just been listening to their songs lately, too.
Yeah, so that's pretty much it, right? For our little K-pop section talk, right? I can't think of anything else. Yeah, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
Haley was teaching me some parts of, like, the chorus of Butter. That's news, I guess.
Been teaching him the Butter dance, the chorus, anyway.
It's actually
a
fun dance. It's actually really cool.
It's nice.
So it's been a workout. That shit is actually... I forgot how much dancing is, like, really, like... an exercise of anything,
right?
And I guess that's it with K-pop. That's the last update. Is us? Well, Haley's good at Butter. Me still like I think I remember the chorus.
Yeah, I'm trying to learn the dance break with J-Hope and Jungkook. That one's a lot harder.
That one's pretty cool too, though.
Yeah.
So good luck to Haley for that part, and good luck to me for still seeing if I remember the chorus. And with that said, I think just one more thing I want to bring up is anime related. OG vintage anime. I will be talking about Mobile Suit Gundam. Just like the original franchise like line. Like the UC, the one that started everything. Universal Century. The Mobile Suit Gundam is actually, they put up a few movies on Netflix. I think about a week. Or a little over a week ago.
Mm.
And the movie part one, movie part two, movie part three spans over the original Gundam series, which aired in 1979.
I'm a roll.
Yes, the one that starts like that. Haley's favorite Gundam opening song. And what I was going to say too is because they're doing this to promote Gundam, and then they included Char's Counterattack, which is another like big movie, which is like a sequel to all of the original Gundam series, plus Z Gundam and Double Z Gundam. It's like a big battle between, obviously, Char and Amuro. Amuro is the main protagonist. Char is like kind of like the anti-hero slash ends up becoming the antagonist of the series, of the whole Gundam series. And if you see pictures of them, you'd recognize them.
Mm-hmm.
You'd obviously recognize pictures of Gundam, the original one, the RX 78-2 Gundam, and it's all to get ready for Gundam Hathaway, because Gundam Hathaway is the newest film that I believe just released even in Japan this year, maybe like a month ago. I don't know exactly when, but they didn't have a global release like in theaters, but instead they're doing a global release through Netflix. So that's why everyone's getting ready and hyped for it. So this is the first global release of Gundam Hathaway, which takes place in the same timeline after Char's Counterattack. So it's been years. I forgot. Char's Counterattack came out in, like, I think, the 80s.
Mm.
So it's been a long way coming. The graphics should be effing amazing.
Yeah, we saw the preview.
And, so it comes out, I believe, July.
Yeah, July something.
July something. I believe it might even be July 4th weekend. So just stay ready, stay strapped. If you want to see what's going on in that Gundam series and get to know everything, that you can watch the movies. I believe it's subbed. Those movies are super old as fuck, so don't be too surprised to be like, what the hell?
The graphics. the graphics and animations.
You gotta give them credit. Just remember, these movies and the graphics and animation is done in 19, like, I think the movie is 1981. So come in with that mindset that this isn't supposed to be like Gundam Unicorn. And Gundam Unicorn actually takes place in the same timeline because it's also part of Universal Century. So it's like way after this Mobile Suit Gundam. So if you watch Unicorn and you want to kind of get a taste of the original timeline and the series, like where everything started, you'll see a lot of familiar characters from like Unicorn and into the original Gundam, especially like Bright Noah and obviously Amuro. And I think it's just really cool to start it out. Haley's going to try to watch it. I've never watched Char's Counterattack, so I'm excited about that. And can't wait for Gundam Hathaway, to be honest. Gundam Wing was the first series I ever watched. So that series has a special place in my heart forever, like in my top five anime.
Yeah, but that's not in nostalgia. The same universe.
Yeah, so it's a different, completely different universe. But Gundam Wing, I just wanted to throw it out there, was the reason I got into Gundam. Whoever else watched it on Toonami with me in the 90s, you know exactly what I'm talking about. With Tom, after school, I'd run in and get ready to watch Gundam Wing. I think it was like at 4:30. Good times. Good times. And that said, Gundam Hathaway is coming up. And don't forget to go to Ulta website before everything is gone. Get yourself that promo bonus, $50, and then free shipping.
Yeah, free pillowcase, BT21.
What kind of pillowcase is it? Like,
it has the BT21 characters, like all of them.
Oh, all of them.
Mm-hmm. And I think it's like a pinky purple color. So I was like, I need this.
Did it like automatically add to cart, like the promo? Oh, mm-hmm. Sweet. Okay, so definitely try to get one before it's gone. And I think that's it. Woo, not bad. Time for you. Your reward for finishing this podcast, Haley, is sleep.
Yeah.
Is that okay?
Sleep, yes. I'm thirsty.
Sleep good. Water good. Stay hydrated, people. It's summertime here in Cal. Or not actually, it feels like it. It's getting freaking hot
almost
here. But stay hydrated. Wherever you are in the world and the globe, hope you're doing well. And as always, peace.
Peace soup.
Oh, okay, get some soup. Peace.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.